body of God. We praise God for this day. He is truly worthy of our praise. We thank God. Ain't the choir, I tell you, the choir's on fire today. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We thank God, for He is truly, truly worthy to be praised. We thank God. We thank God. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the office of this great church, to the friends, the visitors, I stand before you a blessed man. And I just thank God for the blessing of another day. He truly, truly has been good to me. And as I look around, I see He's been good to you, too. He has blessed you one more time. And for that, we thank Him. And we praise His holy name. His holy name. We thank God. Amen. And for the time we have to share this afternoon, I want to call your attention to the book of Acts. The Acts of the Apostles. Acts, the 12th chapter, beginning with the first verse. If you were in Bible study this past week, we would have studied this very same passage of Scripture. Acts chapter 12, beginning with the first verse. And I will read for your hearing down to verse 7. Acts chapter 12, verse 1. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And the Word of God reads, "Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands." And his chains fell off from his hands. For a little time this afternoon, I want to talk to you from the subject, just two words, prison break.
All right.
Prison break. Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, for all the blessings you've bestowed upon us already this day. We thank you for the choir, Lord. We thank you for praise. We thank you for worship. We thank you, Lord, for the offering that was taken up in your name. Now, Lord, it is preaching time. We need you to send your spirit so the preacher will come forth today. Lord, we ask you just to bless this waiting congregation, that they will hear a word from on high, that lives might be changed, that burdens might be lifted, that people might be saved by the preaching of your word. And Lord, we count it all done by saying amen.
Amen.
Prison break. There was a television series broadcasted by Fox that ran from 2005 to 2009. The name of the series was Prison Break. The series revolved around two brothers, one that was in prison, falsely accused, on death row, and the other brother would come up with elaborate schemes to break him out of prison, to help his brother to escape. As we look at our text today, just like the series Prison Break, the early church has a brother in prison.
All right.
A brother that is innocent.
Yeah.
A brother that has not done anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A brother that walked with Jesus. A brother that talked with Jesus. A brother that preached at Pentecost. A brother that walked on the water. A brother that would heal the sick. A brother that is sentenced to death. The brother that is innocent but is scheduled to die. In chapter 11, the church is growing. If you've been in Bible study, you would have read about the church growing and how things were coming together for the church. The Gentiles were being baptized. The Gentiles were getting the Holy Spirit. And everything was going well with the church. The church was added to it daily. And after the Damascus Road experience on Brother Saul, the church had seen some peace and was growing. But how many of you know when it seems like everything is going right? When it seems like everything is all right? When it seems like everything has been worked out, here comes the devil right on time, trying to mess everything up. Chapter 11, the church is growing. But in chapter 12, we see that Herod sticks out his hands and persecutes the church. The devil starts getting busy in chapter 12. Even in the first verse, we see that in chapter 12, that Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex the church. And we see that he grabs Peter and places him in jail. He had already killed James, and now he had planned to kill Peter. The only thing that kept him from killing Peter right then was the Passover celebration. And so all Herod is waiting on is till after Easter. And then he's going to kill Brother Peter. It's a terrible thing that he's going through. It is a terrible thing to be in prison. But my brothers and my sisters, I submit to you today that you don't have to be behind bars to be in prison. You don't have to be incarcerated to be in prison. There are people walking around Durham, North Carolina. They are in prison. There are people walking around, you can see them on the streets, walking down the street with a brown paper bag. They're in prison. You can see them on the street corner selling drugs, selling dope. They are in prison. Some people walking around, they are in prison, don't even know they are in prison.
That's right.
But Peter is in prison. But although we are not behind bars, some of us are in prison. There are some emotional prisons that we are behind, that we are in. And there are some prisons without walls. Some of us are in a spiritual prison. Some people on the pew you're sitting on right now is in a prison. There are some young people singing in the choir that are in prison. The truth be told, there are preachers all over this nation standing up and preaching the word of God, and some of them are in prison. Your circumstances can have you locked up. Your situation can have you trapped. You can be handcuffed by your finances and you are in prison. Some of you are in prison. So wound up, so bound up, you can't even raise your hand to praise God. Can't even lift your voice and say amen. You are in prison. But if you are in prison today, I'm so glad that you came by Henderson Grove Missionary Baptist Church. I'm so glad that you came here today because we've got a word that can get you out of your situation, that can get you out of those handcuffs, that can get you out of prison. Peter is in prison. James has been killed. He's scheduled to die as soon as Easter is gone. But I tell you today, all is not lost. Because we read in our text today that although Peter was in prison, although Peter was on death row, although Peter was locked up and bound up My brother, my sister, there are some things that we need to pray without ceasing about. There are some things, some problems, some situations in your life that now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord, my soul, that he won't get you out of that situation. There are some things that you just got to pray your way through without ceasing. And I know you've been praying about this thing for a long, long time, but keep on praying. Don't stop now. Keep on praying. Some people would have given up. They looked at the situation, they see what happened to James, and they would have given up. But the church is still praying. It looks like an impossible situation, but the church is praying. Somebody would have told them, it don't take all that. But my brother, my sister, sometimes it does. The church was still praying. There's a button on my CD player, and I love this button. When a song that touches my heart and touches my spirit, and I want to hear it over and over and over again, I've got a button on my CD player. And that button is one that you need to learn if you haven't learned it yet. And when I need to hear that song over and over and over again, I just touch the button that says repeat. And that button will tell you that song over and over and over again. Some of you need to pray that prayer that you're praying over and over. Without ceasing. Sometimes we just gotta keep praying on. My child, we just gotta keep on praying. Don't say you're tired of praying the same old prayer. Keep on praying. Because sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it takes some years, but you just keep on praying and God will make a way. The Bible says that the church was praying without ceasing. But I want you to know something. I want you to see something in this text. That while the church was praying, as they were in the midst of their prayer hour, God sent an angel to the jailhouse. The angel arrived in prison, and get this, while they are still praying. Not after they are finished praying, but while they are still praying, the angel shows up. My brothers and my sisters, God can answer your prayer before you say amen. Your prayer. So the church is praying, and while they're praying, the angel comes to the jail cell. And the angel comes, and when the angel comes to the jail cell, he turns the light on. Ain't that something? He turns the light on, but watch this, as he turns the light on, Peter is still sleeping. The light doesn't wake up brother Peter. The angel has to touch him in the side to get Peter to wake up. Was in that deep sleep. Peter was sleeping good. My brothers, my sisters, in the midst of his turmoil, facing certain death, there in prison on death row, chained to a soldier to the right, chained to a soldier to the left, two soldiers at the door, Peter was sleeping. He didn't want it, let it get to him. How much faith does it take that you're on death row and you're not worried about what's going to happen to you?
That's right.
That you got a God that has everything under control. Peter was sleeping. They're going to kill him on tomorrow morning, but Peter was sleeping. A guard to the right, a guard to the left, but Peter was sleeping. They had four guards assigned to him 24 hours a day. They had four shifts. Two guards were shackled to brother Peter. And two guards were at the door just for brother Peter. Four guards, 24 hours a day. The angel shows up. Light comes on. Peter's still asleep. So the angel has to wake him up. The angel pushes him in the side. The flight didn't wake Peter. But my brothers and my sisters, why are you staying up all night long? Worry about that situation. Why you got to work? If Peter can sleep comfortably, facing death row, don't you know that he can take care of whatever's going on in your life? I've got a God that doesn't slumber nor sleep. And so why should both of us be up all night long? God's going to be up anyway. So I'm going to go to sleep. Tonight I want you to get a good night's sleep. Don't worry about the problem. Don't worry about the situation. You go to sleep. God's going to be up all anyway. Get you a good night's sleep. Go to sleep. Wake up refreshed. God's got the situation all under control. So Peter is in prison. And the angel comes to the prison. The angel turns on the light. But that doesn't wake up Brother Peter. He has to touch him in the side to wake him up. But I like this part about our text. And if you read your text, you will find out that the church was praying corporately for Brother Peter. Well. And the point is that if everybody in the church had some problems.
All right.
There were people in that church that had some financial problems. There were people in the church that had some relationship problems. There were people in the church that had all kinds of problems. But they put their problems aside and they prayed for Brother Peter. Sometimes we just stop praying for a new car and pray for that brother or sister that don't have a car. Sometimes we gotta stop praying for a new position at the job and put our prayer aside and start praying for that family that don't have a job. Sometimes we gotta put somebody before ourselves. Prayer makes a difference because I'm so glad that somebody prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me. I'm here today because somebody put aside their prayers for themselves and prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me. Amen. And if the truth be told, somebody prayed for you too. Amen. If the truth be told, while you were out partying, there was somebody praying for you. While you were driving drunk, there was somebody praying for you. While you were doing what you shouldn't have been doing. For me. Everybody had their own problems. But the church as a whole prayed for Brother Peter. So even as they're praying, the angel comes, the light comes on, he wakes Peter up. And I like this part. And when he wakes Peter up, he pokes him in the side. And when Peter gets up, the shackles fall off. My brothers and my sisters, there's some things in our life. If you're shackled, some of the people within the sound of my voice, you need to just stand up. You see, sometimes we got to stand up out of the mess that we're in. Just stand up. Stand up for righteousness. Stand up for holiness. And the shackles will fall off. Just stand up. When he stood up, the shackles fell off. Sometimes, when we're going through what we're going through, and when we put God first, and we stand up, those shackles that had us bound will fall to the floor. So Peter, all right, get the picture. The saints are praying. All right, the angel is there. The light comes on. He wakes Peter up. The shackles fall off. There's soldiers to the right and to the left. There's soldiers at the door. And get this, the doors of the prison open wide. And Peter walks out to freedom. At least three doors were locked. At least four guards were there just for Peter, not to mention the other guards in the prison. And Peter walks out free man. And I'm not telling you the whole story. You need to come to Bible study to get the rest of it. But as Peter is walking, and I need you to get this point. If Peter is walking, he doesn't know if it's real or is it a vision. As he's walking down the street, he comes to his senses all of a sudden, and he knows that, yeah, it is for real. You ever been blessed by God and blessed so good you couldn't even think it was real? Didn't even believe that God blessed you like he blessed you. You couldn't take what God has done for you. Ever been blessed so good you couldn't even believe it yourself? And you can't explain it. You can't. And when he came to himself, the Bible says he went to the house of Mary. That's where the prayer meeting was. He went to the house and he knocked on the door. He knocked on the door. Now understand this. The church is praying. God has already answered their prayers. And the answer to their prayers is knocking at the door. My brothers and my sisters, God has already answered some of your prayers, and your prayer is right there. The answer to your prayer is knocking at the door. Even though you're still praying, God is knocking at your door. The answer is right there. Anybody been praying to God and know that your answer is right there at the door? All you got to do is get up and open the door. It's already there. And a young maiden, I think her name was Rhoda, comes to the door. Peter's knocking at the door. The young damsel comes to the door. And she says, "Who is it?" And he says, "It's Peter." And she hears the voice of Peter. And she recognizes the voice of Peter. And she gets so excited that she doesn't open the door. She leaves Peter on the outside. And she goes and tells those that have been praying, those that have been down on their knees, the answer to your prayer. Your answer is knocking at the door. And God is so great that even while you're praying, he can have the answer knocking at your door. Henderson Grove, it's time for a prison break. You've been locked up too long, it's time for a prison break. You've been shackled too long, it's time to break free from the shackles that have you bound. It's time for a prison break. And God is still having prison breaks all over this world. Just this week I saw another prison break. 33 men were buried down 2,000 feet below the ground. For 69 days, they were in prison. But God brought them out. That was a prison break. But there's another prison break I want to tell you about. A prison break that happened some 2,000 years ago. You see, they sentenced an innocent man. They sentenced him to die. He was on death row. This innocent man, they put nails in his hands. They put nails in his feet. They hung him high and stretched him wide. But this man was wounded for my transgression. This innocent man was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And when they whipped him all night long, by his stripes I am healed. They buried this man in an old tomb, and they put a big stone at the door. They put guards all around that tomb. But early one Sunday morning, early, while the dew was still on their roses, early anybody here ready for a prison break? It's time to break out. It's time to break loose. Break out of darkness into the marvelous light. Out of depression and to joy, unspeakable joy. Out of financial bondage into a land flowing with milk and honey. It's time for a prison break. Out of sickness into life more abundantly. Out of peer pressure.
Yes, sir.
Into standing on the promises of an almighty God. It's time for a prison break. It's time to take loose those shackles that is holding you down. Keep on praying, church. Keep on praying. Don't stop. Pray without ceasing. And watch God move. Move. In your life. I don't know what's holding you down. I don't know what shackles you have that's holding you back. I don't know what prisons the devil has put you in. But I know this. I serve a God that can break you out and set you free. Set your life on the right course. Put your feet on a solid foundation. If you have trouble in your life, it's time for a prison break. You can break free. You can walk free and praise God and worship Him. And go home tonight.